You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I'm going to begin a series. I think it's going to be a long process because it's a big sugi. There are a lot of applications, very much halach l'maisa. Perhaps one of the areas that are the most halach l'maisa of all the, you know, Hilchos Shabbos that we could potentially learn, aside from Hilchos Bishul. And that's the sugi of Amir L'Nachri, with all of its applications in various contexts, whenever you have, especially applicable in neighborhoods where people have housekeepers or helpers in the house. So many halachas apply, and equally, as we pointed out this past Friday night in shul, the shalas that shuls have in terms of the guy who might be the janitorial or facility staff of a shul, what we could expect or ask of them, and what happens if they do things, does it mess up the food b'diavad? So we're not going to talk about what happens if we mess up on Hilchos Amir L'Nachri, and could we eat the food, or could we benefit from their actions. That's not going to be tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about something, the very, very, very basic foundations of the sugya of Amir L'Nachri. We'll start with something that you probably weren't expecting, and that is, well, if I would ask you, is Amir L'Nachri Midah Rabbanan or Midah Raisa, you would all answer, it is Midah Rabbanan. So the first five sources that we'll see tonight will show you that it might very well be Asur Midah Raisa. And what's, in order to be Midah Raisa, there has to be a Pasuk. So there is a Pasuk. Source number one, we have the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, talking about Pesach. Not talking about Shabbos, talking about Pesach. And what we will ultimately do is extend this pasuk that is referring to Pesach to be referring to Shabbos as well as through a Kal Vachomer, because Shabbos we know is more Chomer than Pesach. But if you look in Pasuk Tes Zayin, you'll see a phrase that is not written well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't so good with the grammar. We'll see what we could do with that. Zok Pasuk Tes Zayin, Vayomer Hashem HaKadosh Vayom HaShem HaKadosh Yalachem. And how do you say don't do malacha? Lo sasu bo malacha. Or something, don't do malacha. Yet, that's not what the Torah says. It says, ko malacha lo yei aseh. What's the lashon of yei aseh? Yei aseh is the lashon of nifal. Malacha shall not be done. What's the difference between don't do malacha as opposed to malacha shall not be done? Says the Mechilta, lamadata, on the second line of source number two, lamadata ko malacha lo yei aseh bohem, lo tase ata, v'lo yei aseh, v'lo yaseh havercha. The fact that the Torah articulates itself as saying not on the gavra, don't do malach, but rather on the malacha, on the cheft, on the malach, cheft of the malacha, not to be done. The Mechilta says explicitly, Mechilta means these are drashas daraisa b'pashtas. So you can't do it, your friend can't do it, and equally, lo yeyaseh goy malach techa. Goy cannot do your malacha from this pasuk by Hilchos Pesach. And of course, we have the right to extend it, as we'll see right now in the Smag. Smag is one of the important Rishonim in their counting of the mitzvahs. He will say, if this is going to be applicable by Yom Tov, we will apply it equally to Shabbos. Zok the Smag in Lav Ayin Hey. Mash Mikan, Sha'asal Yisrael Haniach Legoy Lasos Malachto, Bein Be Yom Tov, Bein Be Shabbos, De O Raisa. Okay. And he adds one Knech. Quotes Yireim in the third line of Ovad Shiyeh Bebeis Shal Goy. When is it Aser? It's only Aser. I'm sorry, when is it? And then he brings a Kula. He says, Aval Masala Yisrael HaMalach Me'erev Shabbos. If you bring the cleaners, let's say you bring it to Lawrence Cleaners on Lawrence, on what's it called, the avenue, on Rockaway Turnpike. What's the extension of Rockaway Turnpike? Meadow? Meadow Lane. So Lawrence Cleaners is on Meadow Lane? Not Rockaway Turnpike. Where does it switch? Okay, it's official. The mayor has informed us where it begins.
Still remember.
Okay, you still remember. So it's on Rockaway Turnpike. So you go to Lawrence Cleaners. You could bring it. If you bring them on Erev Shabbos, it's mutter. As long as it's in the Chinese cleaners, not in your house. Why am I reading that? You'll see in a minute. Omnam, then the smag says after the three dots on the third line, perhaps yesh lomar shehi asmachta bi'alma. No, what do you mean? Why are you taking things so literally? This is a mechilta. Don't take the chilta so literally. Yeah, I know it's a pasuk, but it's like many other things that we have It's just a drasha, it's just an asmachta, it's really midrabanan, and they tacked it on. They tacked it on to this quaint phraseology in the Chumash of the Aser b'lashon nifal, but really it's only midrabanan. And he says, I'll tell you why it has to be midrabanan. Shim hoysem in haTorah lo hayu matirin chachomim la'asosa af veisa shel goy. Why do you have a certain heter, whatever this heter is, that the Yireim offered us, that you could bring malacha, Erev Shabbos, if it's to a guy, to a goyish cleaner? That kind of chiluk would only apply if it's mide rabbanan. Mide rais, we don't have distinctions like this. In this guy's house, that guy's house, it's also to do, it's also to do if it's daraisa. However, look at the conclusion of the smak. After entertaining both the possibility of it being daraisa, or maybe just being an asmachta, says the smag, you know what? Lashon lo yase hakasa b'Torah mochiach tzas shehu drasha gemura. Shitas hasmag is lahachmir. He is noted to say, even though he does recognize the possibility of it being only an asmachta, but the smag, and again, heavy duty rishon, assumes that amira lenachri is also mida oraisa. So that's something to keep in mind when we talk to people, when we go through life and encounter these instances which come up all the time. Shitas asmag is that it's asa daraisa.
He uses the word ktsas?
No, it's machia. The lashon is machia ktsas, that it's a drasha gemura. Meaning it's, I'm not sure, he says, I'm not sure if it's daraisa or a asmachta, but the lashon is mashma a little bit, that it's more towards the drasha gemura part, that it's asa daraisa taka. Again, he's not definitive, but he says it would seem to him, it seems more likely that it would be also daraisa. Now, the Ramban, well, we'll skip the Ramban for now. Let's go to the Shaar HaTzion. The Shaar HaTzion. I mean, do we have an opposing drasha from Eliyase?
I didn't
Yeah, I didn't carefully did I look at the other mechiltas nearby to see if they have other drushas of Eliyase? I don't recall anything. I don't recall any opposing drusha from Eliyase. I hear you saying that if there would be some other drusha Eliyase, that would be the Iker drusha. This would be just a, you know, an asmachta. Yeah, the Lashon HaSmak sounds like the Torah's word of Yiyasa sounds like it's a Joshua Gemara. Sounds like he's pushing not the Mechilta, but he's pushing the Pasa. Okay, so now after we did say the Shittas HaSmak, let's look at the Shaar HaTzion on the Mishnah Berurah. I didn't quote the Mishnah Berurah here because it's not Nogea to us. But the Shaar HaTzion, after the Chafetz Chaim does the footwork for us, and he goes through all the Shittas, and he goes through all the opinions, which we're not going to see inside, Shaar HaTzion just quotes the bottom line. Ayin Beis Yosef, Mashakotzo al HaMechiltu Shem HaSmag. The smag, which we just mentioned, is Tzefuke Misapkala. The smag is concerned, wonders, Ulai Hu Drasha Kamura. Aval, as I underlined, Mikol HaPoskim Mashmo Durak Midrabanan. All the other poskim, aside from this random smag, this phantom smag, all the other poskim assume taka, that Amila Nachri is only midrabanan, which is why we are going to have lots of kulas, and why we unfortunately are probably more mekel than we should be in our everyday lives. But at least we're not dealing, according to most, the vast majority of the poskim, with a din darais. We're just dealing with a din darabanan. How do I know? Because look at two. I have proofs from two gemaras. Source number 6 and source number 7 are two gemaras that talk about goyim doing stuff. And let's look at how the gemara describes or names. Look at the appellation that the Gemara gives to the Isser of Amrila Nachri. So we have a Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun. Mishnah Shabbos says that you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos, right? You can't go to the guy next if you need another person to work behind the counter in your store. So you can't tell you the guy next to you in Shul, you know, could you work in my store on Shabbos? The Mishnah continues and says, nor could you tell somebody else to hire for you workers on Shabbos. V'lo yomar adam l'chaveiro, lisko lo po'alim. The Gemara says, wait a second. If you're not allowed to hire a worker, so of course you can't ask your friend in shul that he should hire you a worker, because just like you can't hire a worker because it's us for you to do this and you can't hire workers on Shabbos, your friend's also Jewish, so he also can't hire workers on Shabbos. So what's the second line of the Mishnah adding? Zak the Gemara. Pshita. Maishnahu maishna chaveira. Amrav Papa, when the latter, second line of the Mishnah says that you can't tell your friend to hire workers, it's talking about you can't ask your friend the Nachri to hire for you workers. Okay, so you can't ask your friend in Shul, nor could you ask your friend next door, the Nachri next door, to hire workers for you on Shabbos. Maskel Ravashi, why do you have to tell me this? I know that. Amir le Nachri, Shavos. Oh. What does the word Shavos mean? Shavos always means Darabon. So we have an explicit Gemara that Amir le Nachri is a Shavos. Right? Nothing to the, sounds like it's pretty obvious. Even though the Achronim go to town, one of the Achronim goes to town to say why Dafka here it's a Shavos, but otherwise, Amir le Nachri could be Doraisa, but without getting into that, this Gemara seems with Pashtun that it's an Isser Darabonon.
We're going to get there.
You might just be making things more complicated, not more simple, but we'll get there. Let's see, same point again, source number 7. Bab Metzia Dav Tzadi, talking about what I spoke about to Mincha Meirev yesterday. Could you have a... we know, of course, there's an Isser of Amir le Nachri on Shabbos. Does Amir le Nachri apply to on weekdays for other Isserim? Could you, you want to muzzle an animal? So you tell your guy, muzzle the animal for me. Or you want to do some other Isser Doraisa, so you tell a guy to do it. So does Amir le Nachri extend outside of Shabbos, outside of the halls of Shabbos, all into the realm of all the other 612 mitzvahs of the Torah? That's the Gemara's question here in Bava Metzia. And the Gemara is, look how the Gemara phrases its question. Ibayilu. Ma'ashi yomer adam lenachri, chasom parasi. Please muzzle my, well, you're not allowed to muzzle me deraisa while an animal is working. You tell a guy, please muzzle my para vidoshpa and do thresh the wheat. So the Gemara asks, do we say, mi amrinan, that Amir lenachri is a shvus, that's only for Shabbos, which is also skila, so it's more severe. But something that's only a lav, like muzzling an animal, maybe we won't say that there's an Isser of Amir le Nachri. Wait, what word did it use when it talked about a Shabbos? It said the word Shavuos. So again, another source, just tangentially, you see two places in Shas that the Torah specifies the word Shavuos. It's a Drabanan in referring to Amir le Nachri. So if that's the case, we could really be bothered by a question. If it's indeed an Isser Drabanan, so why do you need an asmachta? Let me explain what I mean. Whatever we're going to learn in 2 minutes what the reason for the Isser Drabanan of Amir le Nachri is. Whatever you assume the reason is, those reasons are going to be Svaros Drabanan. So if there's a Svaros Drabanan that is just whatever you said, maybe the Shlichas, maybe we'll see soon, you might come to do it yourself. Look at the Rambam, for example. The Rambam says in the most famous Shita, the Rambam says in source number 9, go to the top of page 2, Asur lo malagoy lasos lana malacha b'Shabbos. You can't tell a guy to do malacha on Shabbos, even if you tell him, v'af al pi shenu mitzuva al ha-Shabbos, al pi shomra lo mikodem ha-Shabbos, even if you told him on Friday, v'af pi shenu tzarech lo malacha, even though you don't need it right now, you wouldn't care if he did it some other time. It's all awesome. We did very sofrim. Kadei shalot tia Shabbos kala beinehem v'yavo lasos ba'atman. If I'm involved in getting lachas done on Shabbos through my guy, so I'm going to do it myself. That's the svar for the Isser Drabanan. So if there's an Isser Drabanan, what do you need an asmachta for? There's a svara. You might come to do it yourself. So why do we have to find an asmachta? Why did Chazal have to find an asmachta of lo ye'aseh? That drasha of the mechilta, that asmachta lo yiyasa, that the Torah has this hint, this remez that he can't do malacha.
Doesn't that make it stronger?
Explain yourself. Let's say, so what?
The Rosh Hashanah that says that the reason why we have asmachta is because the Rabbanim saw that the Torah had a chishuk to make something asur, but the Torah didn't want to come out there and make it asur, so let's put the Rabbanim to make it asur, and the Rabbanim have an asmachta they contingent upon. If something is only this to the Rabbanim, people will stay away from it, but if the Rabbanan can show that I have a smack though, people may have more regard.
That's a beautiful ritva. I'd love to see a drift. I'm not familiar with ritva. That sounds great. So you're just saying It tells us that it's more than a regular drabanan. Okay. I hear that. Beautiful Ritva. I'm not familiar. I'd love to see it. I'd like to show you something. That's a perfect answer. I'll share with you something else, which is a brilliant, an incredibly brilliant Malbim, but I'll tell you the context of the Malbim. There's a sheet of the Taz. The Taz holds, in Yoredeya, that Chachomim, when they make an Issei Drabanan, they can't do whatever they want. They're not, I don't remember where the Taz says, on what cases he says this, but if there's something Mefurish Bikra that is Mutter, if it's Mefurish Bikra that is Mutter, Chachomim are not allowed to make an Issei Drabanan on it. Meaning, if the Torah doesn't talk about a situation, Chacham could say, don't do it, Asa Drabanan. But if something is Mefurish Lekra Leheter, Chachamim are not authorized to say Asa Drabanan. Oh, says the Malbim, here, the Torah says, where does the Torah say that Goyim could do Malacha? The Torah says, Ata, those are the people who can't do malacha, which is pretty much explicitly saying that if you're not ata and not bincha, not avdecha, not amascha, you're a goy, you can't do malacha. So if it's mefurish bikra that goyim can do malacha, it should be asr derabanan. You're giving an answer. It should be asr derabanan. Yeah, it should be aser for the Rabbanan. It should be aser. The Rabbanan do not have the authority to create a thing called Amir Lanachri, and it's Rav Amir Lanachri.
What would be aser is to say that a goy cannot do malacha, but a Jew to ask a goy is different.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, that's what you're saying. I hear that. That's right. So says the Malbim. Let's say the Malbim. The Malbim says, again, once you know this Taz, then you appreciate the Malbim. The Taz holds that whenever there's Mefresh Bekra, that whenever there's something is mutter explicitly in the Pasuk, the Chachamim are not allowed to make an Issei Drabanan on it. Ah, here where the Torah says explicitly that Goyim are allowed to do Malacha, I would think that Chachamim are not allowed to create an Issei Drabanan called Amri Lanachri. Says the Malbim, that's why you need the Smachta. Givaldi, that's why you need the Pasuk to say, to have this remez, to give room, to make room for the Chachamim, that they could say, you know what, we are allowed to make an Issei Drabanan here. Even though it sounds Mefurish Bekra, that it's Mutter Gomer for Goyim to do Malacha on Shabbos, but there's a remez in the Pasuk that it could be Aser, therefore we have the right, we have the permission, we have the authority to go ahead and create a full-fledged Issei Drabanan. We're given that those reins. Let's see this Malbim, but in the context of that Taz that I told you appreciate it. Biarti in, and he says this is the inin of many asmachtos. Biarti inin haasmachtos mipnei she'ein koach biyad chachomim. They are not authorized. Ligs are al davar sheheteiro mefurish batora. This is source number 8. They're not authorized to make a gzeir on saying that's mefurish batora. Ah. Kishiratu ligzor al hashvusim. When they wanted to make their gzera drabanans, chasru, they dug, they tunneled, they tried to find, uncover, laharos shegzerasam eino keneged davar hamafurish betorah leheter. Umatzu smach sheyaskim hakosuv im divrayam derech asmachta. Use this asmachta, they use this remez to authorize themselves to be permitted to make an issei drabanan. That's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Malbim. And now we can understand things in context. Yes, it's only Drabbanan, according to the majority of the poskim, but we still need the, it's not just that there is an asmachta, but we need the asmachta so that Drabbanan could go ahead and put the put their power behind their punch and make this Issei Drabbanan. Okay, that was the first third of tonight's shir. The second chelek, Tam Hashvus. What's the reason, now that we boiled it down to most poskim assuming it's Drabbanan, why is it also Drabbanan? So we saw the Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam is that if you are involved in getting, you know, lights turned on, okay, you do it through a guy. You might do it yourself. Very reasonable, very, very, very mistaber. I'm not sure if he sees that svara anywhere in Shas, but it's a svara that we could all very much, you know, relate to. It just makes a lot of sense. Rashi says something else. Actually, Rashi says two different things, and that's going to be a problem. But Rashi and Avodah Zarah, about something not important to know what the Gemara is talking about, Rashi says in his in his whatever his tangent is, Masha Asali Yisrael Lomar La'akum Aseli Kach, that which is Asr to do, to tell a guy, please do this X, Y, Z for me, Mishum, because the Pasuk in Yishayahu, Mitzol Chafatzah, Mitzol Chafatzah, V'daber Davar, Dibur Asr. Lo Yeh Dibur Chag B'chol, K'dibur Chag B'Shabbos, your speech cannot be speech of Malacha. So if I tell a guy, turn on the lights, that means my word, I was using words, my words, I didn't do Malacha with my hands, I did Malacha with my mouth, my words were doing, we're speaking about malachas, and that's a violation of Dabar Dabar.
The Isser is what?
The Isser is a pasuk in Yeshaya, an Isser of Divrei Sofrim, that your words should not be speaking of malachas.
So the Isser is the speaking to the good, and not the outcome of it, that the good does the malachas.
Well, how will we counsel you if it happens? That's a different sugya. But what is the Isser? The Isser is, I'm violating a Hilchos speech. There's a halacha called Lashon Hara. I can't speak words bad about other Jews, and I can't speak words of Malacha on Shabbos. So if I tell a guy to bake this, tie this, write this, turn on this, that's my mouth is violating. Yeah, 100%. 100%. That's what should come out. Yeah.
If he does it all on his own, you could be able to nana from it.
That's going to be a different sugya.
I know.
Hana will be a whole other sugya. Okay, so that's Shitas Rashi. Dabar Dabar, famous Shitas Rashi. The problem is, there's another Shitas Rashi, which is the same guy, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, but he says something totally different. And how will we reckon these? We'll present at least one way. Perhaps there are others. Zok, the source number 11, Rashi Maseches Shabbos. My time is Shari Leil Mesa Lenachri. Why you let it? Whatever. There the Gemara is talking about, I think. I think that Gemara is talking about if you're traveling Friday afternoon with your wallet and your bags and the sun is setting, so the halacha is that you're allowed to give your wallet to a guy to carry for you. He asks the Gemara, "My time, Shari Le Maid, why are you allowed to give it to the guy?" And Rashi explains, "Arehu Shlucho Lisa and Abishamis. You're making him your shliach. That should be a problem, right?" Oh, Rashi said, the issue is that you're making him usually have to do something for you. The Achron will understand that, seeing this Rashi, that Rashi is assuming that by asking a guy to do something for you, that is basically he's doing a shlichus for you. I say turn on, flick on the lights. That means he's being my shliach to flick on the lights.
So it's still together in Kochetz.
I don't see anything about Mitzvah Davar Davar here. Dabar Dabar is an Isser on the Amira. Shlichus is an Isser in the Maisa. His Maisa, Chil Shabbos, is a Messiaches to the Mishaleah.
I'm over when I ask him, over when he carries me.
It's like Shlichus. It sounds like when he does it. It's in the Maisa. Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah. Yeah. But it's the same guy. What are we going to do? Will the real Rashi stand up? So the Achronim are bothered by the Stir and Rashi. Rashi in one place says the issue is that it's a problem with my speech. Dabar Dabar, I'm speaking malachadika words. That's not the kind of speech I should be using, Yeshayahu Hanavi tells us. On the other hand, now wait a second. Rashi in Shabbos, the second Rashi says that he's your shliach. How could that not be true? After all what? Worse than Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. More fundamentally, what? Right, and shlichus anachri, the Gemara in Kedushin, right? Mashluch amat tem b'nei bris, ashluch hachem b'nei bris. There's no such thing that the entity, the animal called shlichus, this chiddush called shlichus just simply doesn't it exist between a yid and a guy. That's true, certainly on a deraisa level. So obviously, the way they say it is yesh shlichus l'nachri l'chumra. Yesh shliach l'nachri l'chumra means that. can I just fill a cup of water, maybe? Just means that yes, midaraisa, what I can't appoint the guy to do a shlichus, and whatever a guy does isn't going to relate back to me. That's on a daraisa level. But midrabanan, to be machmir, to make our lives more difficult, they'll say, don't do something because we'll consider his actions to be referenced back to you, to shift back to you. Only as much as, you know, getting you to not do such an action. Again, halachically midaraisa, of course, his maisa won't, if he's mekadesh a woman, he's not going to need to get l'chumra. But to make you usher the Rabbanan to do something, we consider his actions relating to you as much as the rabbis don't want you to do that.
Baruch
Atah
Adonai
Eloheinu Melech
Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh
Bidvaro.
Amen. And when Avraham Avinu says that he has to be a shliach and marry his daughter to this is before the Matan Torah, or what is that?
You have to say that, yeah. You have to say that, yeah. Yes, there's Kesef Kedushim in Pashtus. So, yeah. So they clearly they weren't. Avraham Avinu was not working with the gather of. Unless you say what? Also Kaddish Isha. So you're saying that he. That's what the Achronim ask your question, which shows that they assume that he was Kedushim.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Okay, so Mr. Bloom is saying that maybe there was no Kiddushim, because the Rambam says in Hilchas, the first Rambam in Hilchas Ishus says that there's no such thing as Kiddushim for Bnei Noach. That's what you're saying, right? There's no such thing. The concept of Kiddushim is the way the Rambam in Ishus writes, that there's something called marriage. Marriage means take a woman and you live in the same house with a woman. The Jews at Matan Torah got this new thing called Shlichas that says before you do that, you move into a house with a woman, you should do this Maisa called Kicha. And only then should you move in and build a house together. But before that, there was no, this thing called Kiddushin didn't exist. So maybe there was no Kiddushin at all. Okay, we can talk about that.
Even if they're not Bnei Noach, even if they're in Israel.
Okay, fine. So we have this Stir in Rashi. That's what I want to work on for 1 minute, or maybe two. This Stir in Rashi. Does Rashi, or Rashi on one hand is saying that that Amir Nachri's source is a pasuk in Yeshaya of speech, and yet Rashi in Shabbos says it's an Isser in the Maisa of his the guy's Maisa is being like my Shlichus, in violating Malacha on Shabbos. So what do we have these two sources for? So here we have Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan is, that gives an Iluyish shtickle. But the Yisod of Rabbi Elchanan that we'll see right now is said by numerous Achronim, but the way he says is really very Iluyish. Let's try to say what his Iluyish shtickle is in 30 seconds or less. The Gemara speaks of the following situation. The Gemara speaks of a case where you want to have hot water for a baby for a bris milah. Okay? To do the bris milah, you want to have hot water. So the Gemara says, okay, why don't you warm up the water? Agav the mother. The mother's a misukenes. The mother's a cholashish basakana, so you'll have to violate bishul for her. So once you're doing it for her, you can add some more water and you'll have it for the baby to enable you to do the bris milah, to have some hot water for the baby. Says the Ran. That's in the Rebbe Chanan's Kovetz Shir from source 12, quoting the Ran. It must be that when you're asking, you can't be saying, let's warm up this hot water for the baby, agav the mother. You can't be asking a fellow Jew to be boiling up this water. Because it's also Doraisa. Let me say the chiddush of Rabbi Chanan, and then we'll plug it in afterwards to the story. Rabbi Chanan says, and here I underline the main point. It's not A or B; it's A and B. There are two different, two simultaneous aspects to the issur of Amir L'Nachri. Number one, what Rashi, the second Rashi that we saw, that Yesh Shlichas L'Nachri L'Chumra, and his Maisa is as though you did it. If I can go to turn on a light on Shabbos, that at least rabbinically, it says, though, I turned on the light on Shabbos. When will that apply? Says Rabbi Chanan, that will apply even if I told him when? Even if I told him on Friday, turn on a light for me, and he turns it on Shabbos. So, his malacha, his act, jumps back to me. It says, though, I turned on a light on Shabbos. That's what the concept of Yesh Shlichas L'Nachri teaches you, that it's also that whatever he does the act, it's Mesiaches back to yourself. However, if you have, if it is said on Shabbos, then Dibur you know, the Isser of Dabar Davar is that your speech has to be speech, Shabbos Dikah speech. That's only an Isser if you do it on Shabbos. You can't violate a speech Dikah Isser on Friday. If the Isser is the Dad that is speaking, well, Friday, there's no, you don't have to speak Shabbos Dikah if it's Friday. You don't have to dress Shabbos Dikah, you don't have to speak Shabbos Dikah on Friday. So if you told him on Friday, there's no problem. So what you have here is two separate psukim to teach you two different permutations of Amrila Nachri. Let's just switch the other side of the coin. What happens if you speak on Shabbos and tell a guy, please do malacha for me Saturday night? So the malacha, if al shlichus is being done Saturday night, it's Mesiach is back to you, as a, there's no Isser involved. It's not a Chil Shabbos that's Mesiach is back to you. However, the Dibur, the Shabbos Dibur, you violated it, even though the malacha is not going to be done until afterwards. And that's why you need Dabar Davar. You need Dabar Davar to tell you that the Amir is Aser, even if it's the malacha will not be done on Shabbos. And you need the Shlichus, the other Rashi, the Shlichus, to tell you even if the Dibur is not on Shabbos, but the Ma'is is on Shabbos, it's also going to be Aser. So we're covering all of our bases. We're saying every scenario is going to be Aser, either because of the Iser Dibur of speaking nicely on Shabbos, or the Iser of Shlichus that makes any malacha that occurs on Shabbos Pimisiach is back to you. And therefore, the Rabbi Chanan suggests that there could be certain cases where you might have one without the other. In some cases, you could have two. If I tell a guy on Shabbos to turn upon a light on Shabbos, I violated two. Two Isurim Drabbanan. Right? An Isur Drabbanan of Dabar Dover, and an Isur Drabbanan of Shlichas. Interesting, he's calling it two. He says it's Bamsh two Isurim Drabbanan. The same words. Turn this light on for me right now. So I violated an Isur of Amira, and I violated, my speech was ugly, and the malacha of turning on the light was also misyachis to me. I did two things wrong. So Rabbi Chanan explains with this case of warming up the water for the baby, where there's, without getting into the Rebbe Bishurim, that the reason why that you could have one without the other, without getting into that case. That's Rabbi Chanan's way of explaining the double, the stira in Rashi. It's not a stira, says Rabbi Chanan. They're two simultaneously valid Isurim, and you could taka violate. So if I, it's funny. I'll tell you a beautiful, beautiful I think it's Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai says, every mitzvah, I think it's said it once in a speech, a few months ago, every mitzvah, says Rabbeinu Bechai, you get two schars for every mitzvah. Pasuk says, Avad temes Hashem, says Rabbeinu Bechai, every mitzvah has two scharas. You put on tefillin, you get one schar for putting on tefillin, and one independent, separate schar for the simcha that you had when you put on the tefillin. You say Kiddush, you get schar for saying Kiddush, and you get a separate, independent schar for the simcha that you had when you put on, when you said that Kiddush. Beautiful Rabbeinu Bechai. That's exactly what Rabbi Chanan is saying. You say to the cleaning lady, flick on the light. You just did two Isurim. Two Isurim. You did dirty words, divided Dabar Dabar, and you flicked on a light. Through Shlichus, with Midrabana. What?
When she flicks on
the light. When she flicks on the light. Yeah, 100%. Right, if she doesn't flick on the light, you'll only have violated Dabar Dabar. Correct. Okay. That's, I think, an important chiddush to realize that Amrila Nachri could be even worse. Okay, even if it's not Daraisa, but it could still be multiple Yisurim Durabar all simultaneously. Now, there
what
is.
What would happen if you have two goyim standing next to each other? They're both your neighbors, but your Yisurim Durabar is to goy A. And goy A says, I can't do it. But then all of a sudden, Goy 2 says he's a friend. He says, I'll take care of it. But you didn't address yourself.
So, I don't know. I'm sure the person will talk about it, but let's think it out together. Dabar Dabar, you spoke dirty words, right? You spoke Malacha Dikah words on Shabbos.
Right.
You violated. Shlichus, as you just said, you aren't Mamanit. You didn't make him a Shlichah, Shliach.
Exactly.
So that should be, you didn't violate the second one. There's going to be a separate sugya, which we're not going to touch on at all tonight, and that is that if a guy does malacha for you on Shabbos, under many conditions, you're not allowed to be nana from that malacha. So for example, if it's dark outside, if it's dark in your room, and you ask a guy to turn on the light, you're not allowed to read. You might not even be able to eat at that dining room table. if he turned on the light when it was dark, depending on the situation, but that's a different, that's going to be...
Walk out of the room.
So you don't have to walk out of the room. You don't have to, well, I don't think you have to walk out of the room. You just can't do anything to derive. You can't, maybe not able to eat in the room or read in the room or do whatever else you want in the room, but you don't have to walk out of the room. You can sit there doing nothing.
I have a dueling shiurim.
What?
I have a dueling shiurim then. I sat in a shiurim with someone else.
You have to get out of the chat. I thought the Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to walk out of the room. I think it's from first that you don't have to walk out of the room. But we didn't learn that yet. We'll have to learn that. We'll get there in a few weeks.
If you see that the light is on, I would imagine you go off to sleep. Let's say you're trying to sleep.
Okay. There is one exception. This is a fascinating story. Very fascinating historical issue in the following Nikuda. There is one case where everyone agrees that there really is a real Issa D'oraisa of Amil and Achri. Issa D'oraisa of Amil and Achri, and that is a Pasuk in Chumash. The Pasuk says, Pasuk Gemara Nivamis, Ata V'gercha Asher B'sharecha. Right, we say it in Kiddush, how does the Pasuk go? Right, Avdecha V'itcha V'yamascha V'gercha Asher B'sharecha, right, L'man Yonuach. So there is a Menucha for the Ger. So who's the ger? If it's a ger, let's see the Gemara Nivamis. Va'ger, says the Gemara. It must be talking about a ger tosha, meaning a guy who's mekabel upon himself shabbos b'nach. Right, the Gemara, ta'omer is a ger tosha, ve'enu el ger tzedek. Kishu omer v'gercha asher b'sharecha, harei ger tzedek omer. Oh, so there's a different pasuk that says ger, fine. So it must be ger toshav. Says Rashi, ger toshav, who is mekabel upon himself shalavon v'azkechavim, even though he doesn't keep other mitzvahs, v'ochel nevelos, he doesn't keep kashrus. His hero hakosval hashabbos the mechalas hashabbos k'oved avodas kachavim. Okay, there's a lot of messages in this Rashi, but a ger toshav taka is also d'oraisa to do malacha. Let me tell you a historical anecdote. Going back 100 years, almost 100 years, Rav Kook issued the heter mechira. One of the complaints against Rav Kook when he issued his heter mechira is you want to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a guy, that's an issa, that itself is an issa d'oraisa lo sechane. Ha! They thought they were smarter than Rav Kook. Rav Kook has a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant cheshbin where he proves that Arabs who believe in a monotheistic belief are not of the avodah zarah, and therefore they have a din of ger toshav. There's no issa lo sechane to a ger toshav. And that's how Rav Kook, it was very creative, one could argue on it, but that's how Rav Kook got out of the critique against him of Lo Sechanim. A guy, an Arab, is monotheistic, no Avodah Zarah, does Hesed Ger Toshav. But wait a second, that cooler Rav Kook, to make the Arabs okay for me to sell my, only Arabs, to sell Heter Mechir to the Arabs, that's going to be a Chumran Hilchas Shabbos. Because if I'm going to be Mekel and consider him a Ger Toshav, therefore I could sell my land to him, to get out of Hilchas Shemitah, I'm not going to be able to ask him to come over on Friday night to turn on my lights. Because he's a Ger Toshav.
How does that work?
You don't need mechanics. Pasuk Torah says, don't do it.
How is whatever I do, how is whatever he does?
It doesn't have to be Siachas. Meaning, is it an Isser? Lefnei Iver, maybe worse. It's at least Lefnei Iver.
He's allowed to do it. He's not.
Yeah. That's what this Pasuk is saying. That's what I think it's saying. Ger Toshav can't be Mechal
Shabbos. Ger Toshav can't be Mechal Shabbos, period.
That's, I think, this. Again, I have to look at the Gemara Nivamis more carefully, which I didn't. What?
It's
a Chiddush of Gemara Nivamis.
Yeah.
I didn't do the Gemara well, but I think that's what. What? That is correct. That Tosus asks a question. Tosus argues on this point. Yeah, it's a Yarucha. Yeah. Maybe not a Ger Toshav. Obviously, according to Rashi, that's not true.
Okay.
I want to finish off with one. Should we stop here? Or should we do refrigerators? What? How long are we going? Okay, well, a few more minutes, we'll talk about refrigerators. Okay, the most common shaila that we have nowadays is we leave on the line in our refrigerators. It happens every other week for the past 7 months. Why don't you just take out the light bulb and you won't have this problem? Kasha on a maisa. But this is the issue that we have. So let us look at the heterim for having a guy help us with the refrigerators, or when do we yes have the heter, when do we not have the heter. We're going to find some surprising, well, some maybe obvious kulas and some surprising chumras perhaps. I want to bring two pieces from the Shulchan Aruch, both make the same point. Two Ramahs, both Ramahs make the, I think it's Ramah, both make, oh, I'm sorry, Mechaber's, Ramah and Mechaber, both make the exact same point. The point is that the Isser of Amil Anachri is to tell Anachri to do a malacha. However, if I tell Anachri to do something that's mutter, and psik resha, meaning by him is doing whatever I ask him to do, an unintended secondary malacha is violated, so I'm not allowed to do it. So for example, could I open up a refrigerator with a light on Shabbos? No. I just want to get the grape juice. I just want to get the tuna fish out. So it's psik resha, the light's going to go on, aser. However, let's see the Shulchan Aruch in source number 14, Resha Nun Gimel. They used to have something called a tanur beis achoref. I think nowadays we'd call it a boiler, a furnace. And the halacha is that if it's very cold, let me rephrase that, if it's very cold, the Shulchan Aruch says, then you're allowed to have the guy turn on the heat. Right? If it's a little bit not as comfortable as you'd like it to be, the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, don't play games, you're not allowed to. You say he has an extra sif just to tell you, it's only if it's hakor gadol, but if it's just a little bit, it's not allowed. Okay. So if it's very cold, you can have the guy turn on the heat. I have a great patent, I have a great idea, says the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is talking about the Isser of Bishul, as Reshon Kibbol, or Shehiyah, whatever it is. And then he says, Lachain Aser Lomar Leino Yehudi, second line, Lachim Akadem Nitzan. If you have a pot of chant that cooled down, you have a pot of soot that's cooled down, of course you cannot ask a guy to warm it up. Now the underlined lines. Lachain, I think it's Ramah. Noah Gimsha, Enam Yehudi, Motzin Hakaderos Min HaTanurim, Shemat Min Bahem. You take them out of the tanurs that they're not as hot. They're kept a little bit warm, but they're not so hot there. They sit them on the heating, the house heating, the furnace, that's off. And since halacha is that a guy is allowed to turn on your heat on Shabbos if it's very cold, because of a side point of health reasons, so we're going to allow her to. Wait a second, she just put the chal into the soup pot on top of the furnace. She's not going to turn on the furnace to heat up your house, that's mutter. What's going to end up happening by default? Your soup or your chal gets warmed up. That was psik resha, that was mutter. That's going to be aser for Yisrael, but for a guy, Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, based on Shemus Hadeshen, such a default malacha that a guy does is mutter. Second case is sweeping. This is an important halacha, not so much nowadays in our homes, because we all have tile floors, wooden floors, but in sukkahs, which are sometimes on patios, sometimes they're not on patios, sometimes they're on grass, you're not allowed to sweep the floor. Not allowed to sweep the floor, even if you have a patio, gzeira atu, those people in your neighborhood who have grass floors. So if you have a sukkah in a patio, just because you say, hey, my floor is a patio, no problem of being mashavah gumos, that's very nice for you, but we're about worried about the people next door to you who have their sukkah on the grass, so that you're not allowed to, neither of you are going to be allowed to sweep your floor. Why? Because you just want to sweep. The unintended secondary result, the default result, would be that you're smoothing out some dirt, you're digging a little bit, you're smoothing out the dirt, so it's going to be aser because of psik resha. Says Sif Beis on source number 15, aser l'chaved habayis, you're not allowed to sweep the floor. Unless your floor and all the floors in your neighborhood are smooth, you have something there. You have either the wood floors or tile floors. Mihu al yideakum mutter. What is he saying? He's saying you're not doing a smoothing out the floor. You're doing a sweeping, getting rid of the crumbs, getting rid of the dirt. Mimeila, what might end up happening by default? It might be mashve gumos. Since it's by default, since it's only psik reisha, a guy is allowed to do it. So we have two explicit say cases in the Shulchan Aruch where you're allowed to have a guy, Amil and Achri, is permitted to do psik reisha. Based on this, Ramosha, maybe we'll finish with Ramosha, we'll do Shlomo Zalman next week. Ramosha comes and says the following. Let's read Ramosha together, source number 16. V'shachachu lehotzi es ha'or shebasoch refrigerator, which of course, as you open it, the light goes on. When you close it, the light goes off. So he says, Van, second line, of course it's asr to, oh, for a Jew to do that. Asr liftash arei psik reishahu. Fine, even if you don't really care about the light, even if it's lo nichalai. And if you opened it by mistake without realizing the light is on, well, you can't close it. Because that's also going to be a psik reish to turn off the light. Even if it's lo nichalai, fine, still it's going to be awesome. Now look at the underlying lines. Because here, it's not as simple as some people think it is to be. Some people think, oh, I did my light. How many people here, if I could just ask, only have how many people, let me say it the other way. How many people here have a second fridge? In the basement, in a hallway, in a cabinet, besides their primary fridge in the kitchen?
Everybody.
Just about everybody here. Okay? So this is going to make a big chumrah to all of us in this room. Why? Because what would really happen at lunchtime? Let's say lunchtime. Let's say at lunchtime, you realize the light's on. I don't know what happened Friday night, whatever. Lunchtime, you realize the light's on. You have a guy in the house. What do you need in the fridge? Shalashudas? What do you need to get? What do you need to open the fridge for the next 5-6 hours of Shabbos?
Like after lunch or before?
Before lunch.
Grape juice, wine.
Okay. Do you have any grape juice that's not cold downstairs? No. I do. Do you have anything in your fridge downstairs?
Yeah.
Your chalent anyway is not in the fridge. Okay. So the salads you're not going to have, and the salami you're not going to have. Okay. You're going to have the chalent. You're going to have the grape juice. You'll have the challah. So is it a tzorach gadol to open your fridge?
No.
I don't know if that's a tzorach gadol. A little tzorach, yeah, because you want to have salad and hummus. I like hummus. I like cold grape juice, right? Cold grape juice is a whole different, you know, cold grape juice is a different world. I agree. Let's see what Ramosha says in the underlying lines. Vim ikr ha-ma'achol im sheikhinu l'shabbos. He meant those words when he said those. Ikr ha-ma'achol, the main foods, sheikhinu l'shabbos, nim tzusham, then yesh lahatu liftach eidei nachri. And the Nachri could also unscrew the bulb. Because that's Shagam Zehu Tsarech Kadeshuch Likach Zudashne. So you could take out the next meal, fine. However, that's if there's a Tsarech Gadol. But, Baruch Hashem, we're coming out of the cool here. So next paragraph, Apsicha Mutu Ide Nachri Avkisha Ein Tsarech Kokach. Oh, Baruch Hashem. To ask him to change the light bulb, that's only going to be mutter if it's a tzorach gadol. Right? All your food is in the fridge. You're not going to be able to have a normal meal at all. But if you just have a few things in the fridge, then you could still ask him just to open and close the fridge because the light is going to be mishum dekem she'enom iskavin lahadika or avshu psik reisha mutter. So Ramosha comes out that to open the fridge is mutter even if there's not a tzorach gadol. Anything you need in the fridge. You want to get cold grape juice? Tell the guy to open the fridge. Light goes on, psik reisha, I don't care. If you want him to take out the bulb, if you want to tape the button closed, that is only going to be mutter. If it's a tzorach gadol and the ikr food for Shabbos is only going to be accessible if you do this malacha, then we'll be matir to you this.
But then you'd have a problem with a second fridge. You should take all the food out of the upstairs fridge and put it down there.
You're right, and then not have him do the malacha d'oraisa of unscrewing the bulb and taping the. That's correct. Yeah, we'll finish with one point. What about opening the fridge in general? This is just to make our lives more spicy. I said spicy. Just it's important to know what Ramosha says about things. You see that big black dot? Whether or not you could open a door of a fridge in general. This yesh bezed tvarim harbe v'chvar hichriya Rav Elio Henkin Shlita Rav Henkin Zatzal sheyiftecho b'sha shehamoder Holech va'oved, kein tov la'nahog. So I'm not sure how our refrigerators have advanced or not advanced since Rav Henkin's days 50 years ago, 60 years ago. But at least Rav Henkin at that time said it's better only to open refrigerators when the motor is going, because if you open it when the motor is not going, then I don't want to say the word psik reisha, but it could be a suffix psik reisha, different sugya. It might cause the motor to go on by you opening up the fridge. That's a different issue. So that's Shitas Ramosha, Bez Hashem. Next week we'll see Rav Shlomo Zalman, who's a little bit more tentative, more questioning this Heter Ramosha of opening the fridge on Shabbos when I left the light on.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.